When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, friends, well. Hello, everyone. So welcome back to the channel, to the show. I'm Nick Jansen, your anxiety coach. And today we're diving deep into module 10 of our core personal development series. Also part of the Beyond Reassurance, Building Confidence and Resilience. So we are going to look into personal reflections now and development, and this is really crucial topic, last topic for our module, last module on our list. And this is really crucial topic. You know, it affects us in many ways. You know, it affects us so much. So let's kind of go into it now a bit deeper. So yeah, so our main objective today on this particular module, you know, are twofold. First, let's reflect on the origins of reassurance seeking, behaviors in our individual experiences, and also secondly, we'll develop like personal coping strategies and supportive practices that can help us navigate health and anxiety more effectively in this area of reassurance. Well, friends, let's kick things off with a personal development. The question is: have you ever thought about where the need of reassurance comes from, for you or for others? For many of us, it's tied to the past experiences. Maybe you grew up in an environment where validation was scarce, or perhaps you faced challenges that left you feeling uncertain, you know, about yourself. We take a moment now to reflect on your own kind of experiences. Now think back to those times when you felt the urge to seek reassurance. When was the last time you felt you had the urge to seek reassurance? And maybe during this stressful situation, like mentioned in the last podcast, or moments of self-doubt. That's what happens, self-doubt. What really shaped those feelings for you? Have you had a chance to recognize these patterns? It's the first step towards understanding and overcoming them. So that's it there. It always comes into that self-doubt, that limiting belief, that numbness, this kind of feeling, right? Yeah, recognizing these patterns is really the first step to really being aware of, being aware of it and also overcoming them. And now let's talk about coping strategies. It's really important to develop practices that don't, you know, really solely rely on others for validations. This is it there, like with my last story about my coachee, about we noticed that he didn't want to be reassured, right? He said, no, I don't want this validation. I'm good to go for myself and learn myself. So yeah, so what sort of coping strategies? Now look, let's look at some actionable steps also you can take, right? You know, so first up, let's create a list of your comfort practices. What are your comfort practices? What activities can you? What activities make you feel at ease? What are you doing? Like, as soon as you get that feeling of anxiety, all right? we're talking about reassurance, you know, this kind of feeling of the, you know, what are you doing to keep going back to your ease, you know, once you've had that catastrophic thinking or the event that's happened. You know, it could be anything from reading, whatever it is for you, or going for a walk, or even practicing a hobby. You know, write them down and share this list. Make a list and share them with, you know, with your support network, or, you know, in the course we share these kind of things. And so this kind of encourages open dialogue just about how you can support each other. Do this with your family, your close ones, friends. And look at, secondly, we can really incorporate this self-reflection, all right, and this mindfulness exercise into your routine. See if you can do that. Put that in as a routine, as a habit. Make it a habit. And like techniques like deep breathing are good. Meditation are fantastic. Journaling can help you like really manage your anxiety and reduce your dependency on the reassurance. All right, journal your why do I need to be assured? Catch that moment when you feel like you need that reassurance or validation from someone. These practices, you know, will create this resilience and they empower you to like handle your emotions more independently. So just remember that it's all about finding what works for you and really making it a part of your life, you know, make it a habit, make it a ritual. That's what we need to do. Now let's touch on some resources that can support your journey. We have suggested reading, you know, in past podcasts, in past episodes, in past modules. We have suggested reading, you know, readings, worksheets will be available in the course, or even videos. You know, go to YouTube and find a lot of stuff, and they can explain to you clearly the cycle of anxiety, what happens in this reassurance part, and the importance of safety in relationships. Also, the safety in relationship, rather giving space, right, instead of like giving reassurance, as we go back to our past podcast. You know, reading articles on health anxiety and psychology behind reassurance seeking is great. Seek out books focusing on coping mechanisms, building healthy support systems, use of comfort practices and worksheets to document your comfort, you know, comforting, what is comfortable to you, what kind of actions are you taking. And don't forget the reflection journal, right? A space for you to explore your feelings about reassurance seeking. Now, by putting all this together and utilizing these resources, you're taking a proactive step towards understanding the complex relationship between reassurance seeking and health anxiety. Well, my friends, now we can actually go a little bit deeper into this. Let's go reflect on personal reflection on development of this particular area. So once again, we've done a lot so far, and we're winding down this particular podcast, this module, and all about the seeking reassurance and health anxiety. We examined our past experiences, and once we do that, we can also better understand our coping mechanism and develop some healthier practices that actually help us and, you know, promote a better, you know, a well-being in this life with less stress, less anxiety. So when we talk about personal development here, once again, have you ever considered how your past experience have shaped your need for reassurance? Again, many of us find ourselves seeking validation from others. This is often rooted in earlier life events, all right? And this module, right, we've covered this particular module, particularly this one, encourages us to and you to reflect on those experiences. Get a chance to reflect on those experiences. What messages did you receive when you started reflecting about the safety, love, and the acceptance? And understanding these origins of it can help you recognize patterns, you know, in your behavior, and empower you to make those changes. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to make these changes? So now, if you take a moment now to think about the times you felt the need to, you know, seek reassurance. Was it during stressful periods in your life? Yeah, 100%, right? And again, it comes back to this, you know, you get kicked into the self-doubt, and absolutely, right? So did you have a supportive environment that when you entered this kind of area, you had, you know, you could share some things and, you know, and learn more about this? Or did you feel like isolated, you know, not good enough, whatever, you know, isolated from this idea or this kind of practice, entering this kind of moments, you know, seeking that, seek reinsurance times? Or did you have a supportive environment? Okay, so yeah. And by reflecting on these moments of time, this space, you can identify the triggers, right? They're repeating, and begin to understand the deeper motivation behind your reassurance-seeking behaviors. And friends, as we move forward, it's essential to develop these personal coping strategies that do not rely on solely on your external validation. And here are a few practical steps you can take. Once again, list all your comfort practices. Start by identifying activities or practices that bring you comfort and joy. This could be anything from reading a book, practicing yoga, didn't mention that one before, or spending time in nature. Share this list with your friends' supportive network, or even share on the course the next time we put this course together again, present this course again. You know, and encourage this open conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And discussions about how to support each other in this life, in this journey, on this course. And self-reflection and mindfulness exercise are really great, you know. Engage in exercise that promote self-reflection, mindfulness techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, can really, really reduce anxiety significantly. So these practices kind of help you build resilience and better manage your emotions without leaning on the reassurance thingy from others, or, you know, thinking that you need to be reassured all the time. So resources are really important to us to support this journey. And, you know, there's many resources. You can explore articles. You can read books, like psychology books are really good to go into that space. My favorite one is How to Do the Work, all right, from a holistic psychologist. Nicola Perez is kind of cool. And, you know, articles like, you know, books like that. And actually about, you know, you can get deep, you can go into Google search, you know, look into reassurance seeking. Consider books that provide insight into a coping mechanism for anxiety and the development of healthy support systems. Once again, a worksheet is also available, I know, in the course. It's a comfort practice worksheet. I thought I mentioned that as a resource. And this is a tool to identify and document your comforting actions. Like, what do you love doing? You know, what are you going to do tomorrow? It's like a calendar, you know. We mentioned calendar in the last podcast. Reflection journal, cool. So a dedicated space for you to explore your feelings about reassurance seeking and develop a personal strategy. Also, we can also implement something called the worry journal, the worry time. All right, if you're worried about something, yeah, reflect on those worries. All right, instead, before going to look for reassurance or validation. Also, there's plenty of videos out there. Watch short clips that explain cycle of anxiety, the importance of safety in relationships. I also have a YouTube channel. All right, that's available. And we'll leave a link for you guys, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. And it's all about anxiety and how to relieve anxiety, eliminate it, you know, live with it and surrender to it and not fighting as much. And friends, by really doing this together and participating in this module, all right, you have come a long way. We have all come a long way in this journey and gone through all the modules to this particular short course. You now have gained a deeper understanding of complex relationships between your assurance seeking and help and a healthy health anxiety. So the goal is to focus on providing space and comfort rather than seeking external validation. Now, this wonderful mind shift or this mindset can lead to healthier coping mechanisms and a stronger support system, which ultimately enhances your mental well-being. We encourage you to share your comfort list with your loved ones. Once again, can't emphasize that enough on this. Have an open discussion, you know, how you can all best support each other, whether you're doing it with friends, groups, support groups, even on my anxiety, from anxiety to tranquility, exclusive course available on podcast on Spotify. And so your journey now really towards understanding and personal growth is not only beneficial for you but your family, right? What is it costing you not to do this? You know, how many times are we repeating this kind of lesson? And this is all about creating a positive impact on those around you, yourself, you know, the community that you're involved with. And let's all become so resilient together. Okay, and we've come to the end again in another course. Hope that it's been fruitful and that you've got a lot of nuggets out of this one. I hope this short course has offered everyone like comfort and understanding on the psychology behind reassurance. And all the above materials, resources available on Anxiety Tranquility Exclusive Training Podcast will be available also in a few weeks. This module that you're listening will be transferred to there, and it'll be under membership. So yeah, please join us. I'll leave a link in the description box. I hope you can join us there. In the meantime, feel free to peruse the 10 podcasts available to you if you've just joined us, and welcome to the short course. Beyond reassurance, building confidence and resilience and understanding, and really understanding what is like reassurance, and through that we build resilience. I will leave a link in the description box of the podcast. I look forward to sharing like the training courses that change future training courses that change lives and lower anxiety levels and stress levels, so we can live a wonderful life with ease, my friends. So before we wrap up, I want to encourage you all to share your comfort list everywhere, you know, so important. Reflect on it with your loved ones, and, you know, engage in open discussion about how you can support each other through this, you know, health anxiety without enabling unhealthy behaviors. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in together. So thank you for joining us, you know, this far. Hope that you've got beautiful value. And just before I leave, and you kind of I just want to thank you all for joining me today. You know, from the bottom of my heart, if you found this video helpful, please pass it on, like pass this stuff on. You never know who needs it. Give us a thumbs up, you know, thumbs up, subscribe, and share your thoughts in the comments below. And, you know, let's just foster a community of support and resilience together. Until next time, my friends, take care of yourself. But before I leave, I just want to go through, like, who is this course for that we just went through? Who is it for? Who should be listening to it? Who should we actually pass it to, right? If you know anyone that's struggling with anxiety, right? Those who frequently seek reassurance, you know, due to feelings of anxiety and self-doubt. Those folks, professionals in high-pressure environments, leaders in demanding jobs who feel like the need to for constant validation with peers and supervisors, people in codependent relationships, you know, maybe they're stuck in this kind of narcissistic relationship. They don't know how to come out, and they're always feeling that they need to be reassured. And yes, that's a biggie. Individuals who find themselves overly reliant on their partners, okay, for emotional support and validation. So, yeah, that's a biggie. So students facing academic pressure, learners who seek excessive feedback from teachers or peers impacting their confidence and performance. New parents, individuals navigating parenthood, who might have just had a new baby, who maybe feel insecure about their parenting abilities and seek reassurance from others, you know, all the time. So also individuals recovering from trauma, recovering from trauma, those working through past traumas that have been challenged and has impacted their self-esteem and confidence. It's time to boost you up. It's time to climb up. Socially anxious individuals, people who struggle in social situations, okay, and often seek validation from others to feel accepted and complete and validated. And creative professionals, artists, writers, performers who look forward to external approval to validate their work, their creative work. And personal development enthusiasts, individuals who are interested in self-development, who want to enhance their self-confidence and emotional resilience, and they're just plowing away on this journey, doing the best they can and learning as much as they can. And anyone seeking personal growth, people who want to cultivate, you know, a stronger sense of self and independence, and moving beyond the need for reassurance in their daily lives. So this is being the end of the podcast, my friends. This course can provide valuable insights and tools to anyone looking to strengthen their confidence and resilience, regardless of their specific circumstances. So, having said all that, so I'm glad for joining me, and yes, beautiful, thank you. So look forward to producing the next podcast and next coaching manual, the training manual and modules, and absolutely. So all the best and blessings, and may you have a sweet life, and look for that sweetness in life, and eliminate some of that anxiety now, and healings and blessings, everyone. All the best, my friends. Nick here, holistic health anxiety coach for anxiety, and bye for now.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.